this morning has seen Gaza bombarded by some of the heaviest Israeli airstrikes since the current outbreak of violence began a week ago. In recent hours, Israel conducted dozens of airstrikes on Gaza, targeting what it said were the homes of Hamas commanders, while damaging roads and power lines. Since the latest violence began, more than 200 people, including 58 children, have died, the vast majority in Gaza. But with international demands for an immediate ceasefire going unheeded, what happens next? Well, a short time ago, I spoke to Jane Kinnamont, Impact Director at the European Leadership Network and an expert in Middle East affairs. I began by asking her what Israel is trying to achieve by its current actions.
The Israelis want to restore what they saw as a deterrence with Hamas. Israel does not have a strategy to dislodge or overthrow Hamas. But since the last round of major fighting in 2014, they had reached a kind of uneasy truce. That was a better situation for Israel than it was for the people of Gaza, because people in Gaza live in a pretty miserable situation. But there hasn't been much violence for the past few years. They essentially want to teach Hamas a lesson that this recent escalation of rocket fire, which was a response to some events in Jerusalem, that will bear a heavy price for Gaza.
And what about the internal politics within Israel? Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu leading a minority government, facing the prospect perhaps of yet another election. How much of a factor is that?
Well, there are two theories about the internal politics in Israel. One is that Netanyahu has been happy to have an escalation because it's kept him in power. The other theory, which I found a bit more plausible, is that in the past few weeks, he took his eye off the ball when it came to the events in Jerusalem. He was very busy with coalition negotiations, which he was failing at. And meanwhile, the police in East Jerusalem started to become pretty heavy-handed with the Palestinian population just at the beginning of the holy month of Ramadan. There's reporting today from the New York Times saying that prayers were silenced in the Al-Aqsa Mosque at the beginning of Ramadan because the Israeli president wanted to make a speech nearby. So there's been a kind of rumbling of restrictions and pressures on Arab and Muslim populations in Jerusalem, which has been the initial trigger for this terrible spike in fighting.
What about the role of Hamas in all of this? They control the Gaza Strip. Again, are there internal tensions there that are feeding this?
Absolutely. One of the major political problems that the Palestinians face is that their own leadership is deeply divided. And the Palestinian president had said that this year there would be elections for a new parliament and a new president. Those are long overdue. You know, most Palestinians are under 35. Most of them have never had the chance to vote. But those elections were recently cancelled. The Palestinian president said it was because he thought that the Israelis wouldn't allow Palestinians in East Jerusalem to vote. But it might also have been something that he felt was convenient because, basically, he was not convinced that he would win re-election. So Hamas is frustrated that the elections aren't happening.
So how then do you think that this might come to an end?
It's likely there'll be at least several more days of heavy fighting with heavy casualties among civilians, especially in Gaza. Then probably there will be a ceasefire. There is heavy international pressure for a ceasefire, and Israel is already indicating that it expects to be fighting for a few more days. But there is also a limit to how involved they want to get. They are reluctant to send troops into Gaza. They don't want more losses. So it could be that the fighting lasts for another week and then there's a ceasefire. But the longer term question is, will anyone do anything about the problem to make sure that this isn't just something that the world keeps seeing every 4 or 5 years? And so far, we've seen that this US administration basically hasn't wanted to get very involved. You know, they disapprove of the Trump approach, which was basically to signal to Israel that the US was strongly on Israel's side and would not even speak to the Palestinians. But the US administration has come in with many other priorities. It hasn't seen much chance of making progress. And it's neglected this conflict. Actually, Ireland is one of the countries that can help here. While this is on the Security Council, there is unity among almost all the members of the Security Council that they need to get back to a proper peace process. But so far, the US is reluctant. It fears being dragged into something it doesn't really know how to solve.
And that's Jane Kinnamond from the European Leadership Network.